state terrorists.
President Trump's been unambiguous about making sure that radical Islamic terrorism, wherever we find it, this administration will take it seriously.
He was on PBS NewsHour. America's listening to Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our warm, dry days and comfortable nights continue for now. The next cool front arrives this weekend. Today and tomorrow, very warm again with high temperatures near 90 both days. Still dry, comfortable tonight, overnight low 65. Then for Friday night into early Saturday, as a cool front approaches, a few spotty showers are possible. Nice weather behind the front. Best air of the fall so far. Saturday's high 82. Low temperature in the low 50s by dawn Sunday morning. A sparkling day Sunday, high 84. And another cold front expected by the middle of next week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Paging Jane Lee. Jane Lee, you need to call 396-5477. You're the latest name in the name game. So Jane Lee, call 396-5477 within the hour for your chance to win a $1,000 gift card to Dylan Rings on Brown Springs Road. What a prize. So again, Jane Lee, you are the latest name in the name game. Call 396-5477 for your chance to win this amazing $1,000 gift card to Dylan Rings. We have local news and much more coming up. You know, the Democrats decided, Frisco, that they're going to keep the two-week recess in Congress, even though all this impeachment stuff is pretty hot and heavy.
Wait, Joey, hold on. So they announced this giant impeachment inquiry.
Mm-hmm.
And then took a two-week recess.
Right, because they had to go back home to the folks.
Oh, okay. All right.
As Obama say, go back, or Bill O'Reilly too, go back home to the folks.
Because this was really, really important, Joey. This impeachment inquiry was, we needed to get to the bottom of it, but after these 2 weeks.
Because when a president, according to the Democrats, is engaged in destabilizing actions against a democracy, the best way to remedy that is to come up with your own destabilizing action against the democracy. That's the way we do things. But we actually have audio and video, but radio listeners can't see it, but we actually have audio here of a young Democrat, a new Democrat, going back home and telling her supporters, she's from Michigan, telling her supporters that she supports impeachment of President Donald J. Trump.
Oh, please play it.
Oh, I will in a second. But we got to hit this break again. Local news and some more ads, and then the last hour of news. And
this is going to be good.
We'll be back.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. A Marengo County preacher pleads guilty to a sex charge involving a minor. Authorities say Gregory Lucy pled guilty to one count of first-degree sexual abuse. This is a Class C felony, punishable by 1 to 10 years in prison. Montgomery's runoff election for City Council District 3 is still too close to call. Provisional ballots will be the determining factor. Incumbent Tracy Larkin has an 8-vote lead over challenger Marche Johnson. Ballots will be certified next Tuesday, October 15th. And Montgomery's downtown Rotary Dog Park will get some improvements thanks to a donation to the city. Local Rotary Clubs donated $12,000 to add picnic tables, more trees, and food truck parking. These additions should be in place in the next 4 to 5 months. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
How would you like free rips? for a year? How about a free vacation? How about a new car? Come into Wind Creek Montgomery now through Friday, October 25th and earn chances to win in our Rent, Rest, and Ride giveaway. Then on October 25th at 7, 8, and 9 p.m., three players will win free rent for a year, a free trip to any Wind Creek resort, or a Ford Mustang, Ford Ranger, or Jeep Renegade Latitude. So come into Wind Creek Montgomery for Rent, Rest, and Ride.
27 years ago, Steve Worth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Worth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Worth Cleaners who they are today, along with Worth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. Professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Worth Cleaners has been successful for nearly three decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Worth Cleaners.
Fall is officially here, and Southern Homes and Gardens invites you to the biggest plant sale of the year during the fall sales event, October 7th through the 12th. Save up to 50% off a huge variety of trees, shrubs, and bedding plants, plus 50% off on outdoor furniture and pottery. Join us Saturday, October 12th from 11 to 1 for a free hot dog, chips, and drink while shopping great sales throughout the store. Shop our biggest plant sale of the year and enjoy lunch on us during the fall sales event this weekend, October 7th through the 12th at Southern Homes and Gardens.
The Capital City Club invites you to the first ever Fur Ball. Enjoy a night dressed to the nines as you celebrate and support canines, felines, and all our furry friends. Along with scrumptious food and breathtaking views, enjoy a silent auction and a live art auction like no other. The twist? Hidden paw prints. This event is open to the public with a portion of the proceeds going to the Montgomery Humane Society. Get your tickets at classic.als.net/Capital City Club Montgomery and join us for the Fur Ball, November 2nd at the Capital City Club.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back. Final hour of news and views on this fine Thursday morning. Joey Clark sitting in. Jack Campbell is out today, being a big TV star. Frisco Riverstone is in studio hanging out. If you want to join in on the conversation, 272-9228. I'm looking at our Fox News screen here. Lindsey Graham of South Carolina and Van Hollen of Maryland drafting sanctions against Turkey amid assault on the Kurds. This is after Donald Trump surprised a lot of people in establishment Washington that he wanted troops moved and wants to end endless wars. He's actually sticking by that campaign promise. And I think this could have happened differently, but it was inevitable that the Kurds would once again get a raw deal. There are too many players in that part of the world that have bad blood with the Kurds, and it would probably be a foolish venture for... I mean, there's always been talk for years now of setting up an autonomous region for the Kurds, but you're having to play it pretty close to the vest when it comes to Turkey these days. They're all over the place. Well, NATO ally, but also buying Russian defense, missile defense systems. And now they're more Islamist instead of secular. It's a difficult situation. So we can ideally say, oh, we help the Kurds, we'll stick by the Kurds, but I don't think it was ever going to be that simple. Though it was pretty surprising to see Trump make this move all of a sudden. Also, there's news about people that Giuliani worked with, you know, were tied up in campaign finance violations now. That's just breaking now, but it's hard to piece all this impeachment crap together because it's a big story. It's a long story. I think at the end of the day, what's happening is that the Democrats are very worried about what Attorney General Barr and U.S. Attorney John Durham are up to. So they're trying to get out in front of it and say, no, the true villain here is Donald Trump, not the folks who did some underhanded things in 2016.
Well, and everything's been so theatric. This breaking headline I'm reading now is, you know, Giuliani fumes as his pals linked to the Ukraine queries were nabbed at an airport on campaign finance charges. Everything's so dramatic.
Right.
So they obviously they're watching these guys, but they wait till there's this big airport.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, you know, it's all.
You got to make a scene out of it.
Absolutely.
It's got to be a TV show for, you know, the folks in the news business, so to speak. And then the top of Drudge Report, Fox shock, 51% want Trump removed. Bull crap. And I say bull crap because you can't just look at one snap poll. You have to look at several polls put together. You have to look into the polls. Why do people, they just support the impeachment inquiry? Do they actually support removing the president? Do they support just impeaching him, like letters, articles of impeachment brought to the Senate, but not convicting him? It becomes complicated stuff. So this one snap poll the Drudge is running with, like you said, it's all drama.
You mentioned the other day, too. I mean, there'll be some sort of shock. Something will hit the scene. It's fresh on the news, and then they hit the poll then. Well, people may be feeling a certain way.
Right.
You know, you mentioned it the other day, and it was like, okay, so then that poll comes out reflective of a very intense current event. And 24 hours later, that same poll is not even close.
Well, and again, polls, folks, are not, these publicly available polls, it's not to give you good information.
No.
It's to influence you. And also give them feedback on how their media coverage is doing and influencing people. It's not, one poll from Fox News is ridiculous, I think. But, you know, aggregate polls matter, and right now it's fairly split, last I looked, like 40-40 something, when you look at true aggregates of the impeachment question. And again, that's not even nailing down into why do you want him impeached or these sorts of things, or do you just want him looked into, blah, 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 blah. Another good way, though, and this actually is effective for members of Congress, if you make phone calls to their offices, you can solve this, folks out there listening. If you make phone calls to your congressman's office or your senator's office, and you say, I don't want this, or I do want this, depending on the issue. If you go to town hall meetings and show up, amazing enough, when you actually show up in the flesh and get in somebody's face, or just present, hey, I really don't like what you're doing, even in a nice way, you present it, then it has an effect on these members of Congress. And what's really interesting, I think where a lot of Democrats made a mistake here, is a lot of these freshman Democrats that got into Congress in 2018, that cycle, they jumped on board of this impeachment thing. One is Democratic Michigan Representative Elisa Slotkin.
Hmm.
Interesting last name there, Elisa. Representative Slotkin received a cold welcome from her constituents last week. Remember, we said before the top of the hour break is that the Democrats, well, they decided to go on a two-week recess in the middle of all these early impeachment inquiry investigations, which, by the way, the White House saying, no soup for you, we're not cooperating, because you actually haven't had a full vote, which has been the tradition in modern presidency impeachment proceedings with Nixon and with Clinton. You have a full House vote for the inquiry, then the minority party in Congress has some rights allowed to them. The attorney counsel for the president has some rights in the process. Right now,
we're
it's
not
just
even close to that.
A decree by Nancy Pelosi. And if Trump did something wrong, like, I'm pretty consistent. If he actually did something wrong,
absolutely,
and something impeachable, he should probably pay for it. And also, you have to consider impeachment as a political process. Richard Nixon never even gets to trial in the Senate, but the public opinion polls, this is why the news is so big about the public opinion polls, as soon as the public opinion polls go way down, he resigns.
Mm-hmm.
Because he knows he's got no chance in hell in a Senate trial. With the case of Bill Clinton, though, his poll numbers started to go up. So he was not convicted in the Senate. It is at the end of the day, an inherently political process. But this representative, Democratic Michigan Representative Elisa Slotkin, went back home on this two-week recess. And she told the folks, again, she's a freshman. She and six other freshman Democrats wrote an op-ed in the Washington Post late last month, announcing support for an impeachment inquiry over Trump's now infamous phone call with President Zelensky of Ukraine. The call prompted House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to launch an official impeachment inquiry after months of pressure from her caucus, though Pelosi announced this before she ever read the transcript or I think even got the whistleblower complaint. Wait, unless somebody was feeding her inside information. But we have the audio here. It's a short clip. This is Representative Slotkin of Michigan, a freshman Democrat who ran on getting things done for people of her district, going back home and telling the folks that she supports impeachment of Donald John Trump.
Myself and six other members of the freshman class in Congress, all former military or former CIA, wrote a joint op-ed and came out in support of an impeachment inquiry. And I wanted you to know from me,
some people are happy. And also, you get the
boo. I'm hearing some boo.
When you fell off the cliff for me was when you joined the coup against our country.
That's right. What's the rush with the impeachment? Impeachment's a serious thing. This would be only the fourth president in the history to be impeached. And to return impeachment on something like this is really stretching it.
Indeed, it is really stretching it. And let's go over this again. Say they find like a 5-yard penalty committed by the president or his administration. Is that worth impeachment? This isn't an automatic process. It's not in the Constitution. The House shall impeach. No, the House has the power to impeach, and the Senate has the power to convict.
Well, the Senate will convict the trial, and there will be a vote, and Republicans will vote unanimously, you know, along with maybe a couple Democrats to not convict the president.
Right. And even some of the Democrats in the Senate right now are still queasy about actually having a Senate trial.
Well, here's the catch, too. You know, legally, at that point, he's not convicted, then it's done. However, during the trial, and it's what no one really talks about, the president's attorneys will also have the right to subpoena and to question anyone they want, which is different because a special counsel, it's one-sided. You know, a special counsel, they're only asking one side, they get one side. But under this, you know, they could get testimony from James Comey, Peter Strzok, Lisa Page. This could open up a whole book of issues for the Democrats.
All right.
And I think some of them get that, and maybe that's where some of the hesitation is, because they know that if it does get to the Senate and it's a closed case, they still have the right to subpoena. President has the right to subpoena.
And at the end of the day, for me, folks, Washington, no matter the president, even presidents that want to drain the swamp, everybody gets dirty. Power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. And also, to add to that old saying, power attracts the already corrupted.
Yep.
And there are a lot of corrupt people up there. And when you're trying to weed them out, you get a little dirty yourself. So my assumption day in and day out about government in general, especially the size and scope of a government increases, the more corruption there will be, especially when you start playing in foreign sandboxes like almost failed states like Ukraine and whatnot, that you're going to end up with a lot of dirty pool. But the role of impeachment, and I'm getting this from left-wing sources, a book written by a guy named Lawrence Tribe and another guy, they are suing the president constantly. Suing the president! They ended up saying that impeachment should be a last resort to help restore faith in our institutions and democracy. And right now, you heard that crowd. There was some applause for this freshman Democrat actually wanting to do an impeachment inquiry, and there are some people quite upset that she supports this impeachment inquiry. As the woman in the clip said, you fell off the cliff to me when you supported this coup against our president. The last guy, though, who spoke up made my point exactly. Impeachment is a very, very serious thing. And if you're not ready to build actual consensus, not just fake partisan land consensus, if you're not ready to build actual consensus, then all this will do is destabilize and divide the country even more. That's why I think Nancy Pelosi hasn't actually put forward a true impeachment inquiry vote. why I will be surprised if they actually bring articles of impeachment. Because of all the things you just said, Frisco, and that the minority gets rights, the Trump administration's own legal counsel gets rights, but also it'll just make the politics even more toxic and divisive. This is not the right approach for the Democrats, and I think they have stepped in it. And even, again, remember Bill Clinton, folks. People in the Senate stood up and said, I think Clinton's guilty, but impeachment, convicting him on impeachment's not the right thing to do for the country. Mm-hmm. This is inherently a political process. I think it'll just divide us even more bad blood. This is not the way to go, Democrats. We should actually be talking about serious issues, say foreign policy and trade agreements and these sorts of things.
They've been screaming impeachment since the day he became president.
Yes.
And I think the masses do see that.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's what a lot of people are on the Trump side are going to say. You've been trying to impeach, to quote Rashida Tlaib, the MF-er, since day one. You were always out to get him. And this is just another, in the president's words, witch hunt. Let's go to the phone zone and talk to Papa B. Papa B, Papa B, how you doing?
I'm doing just super fantabulous as usual. And it's funny watching these Democrats, you know, on this Don Quixote, quixotic quest that they're on here.
Quixotic, you know, is the word for it.
Quixotic is the word. Tilting at windmills, so whatever. But Pelosi is the one that just really blows me out of the water here. She just is so, you know, in a box. And people, you know, people talk about how this is bad for the president, this is bad for the president. You know what? I think the Democrats are the ones that are in a real pickle here. Because, for one thing, their motivated base, you know, they're just rabid for impeachment, like you say, from day one. And so they've got to do something to sort of tip the hat to the base. But on the other hand, they can't really do an impeachment, because if they do, that's going to imperil their ability to have a majority.
Yep.
And, you know, so do they want to have an impeachment or not? I think Nancy Pelosi doesn't really want to have an impeachment. I think she wants to have the facade of an impeachment. And also, I don't believe that they have the votes for it. Joey?
I think they're short as well.
How short do you think they are?
A few votes. A lot of Democrats have moved with this, but I think there are a few that are kind of going, hey, I'm not sure about this, guys. You can do your unofficial impeachment inquiry. And I wanted to ask you, though, Papa B, and let the audience think about this and marinate this in their minds. How much do you think President Trump loves that his main opponent, the face of the Democrats right now, is not necessarily Nancy Pelosi, but Adam Schiff?
Don't you know that has got to be like mustache-twirling moment. You know?
He loves it. He absolutely loves it.
This is, well, you know, not only that, but he has made sure that they are branded with the AOC plus three, the squad.
Oh, Lord.
He did not let them get out of that trap at all. Mm-hmm. I mean, he made sure.
No, you own the squad. The squad is the Democrats. Yeah,
that's the Democrats, and it is. Let's be real. This is the Democrat Party here. You know, the animated left, the malicious left, really certainly embodied by AOC plus three, that should be a moniker that they wear.
And let me give, you know, let me try to, real quick, Poppy, let me reach across the aisle.
Yeah.
In the sense that on this decision with Turkey and the Kurds and whatnot the president has made, and other areas of foreign policy, what happened to the George W. Bush anti-war left? As a libertarian, that was the only thing they were good for. And now you've got them freaking out about Ellen DeGeneres sitting with George W. Bush. But when Donald Trump actually pulls troops out of the way of a quagmire in Syria, they're freaking out and acting like war hawks. What the hell is this?
No, it's just Trump does is wrong. Whatever Trump does is wrong, and they're going to try to capitalize on it.
Trump derangement syndrome.
Amen.
TDS, baby. It's foaming at the mouth, TDS. There ought to be a vaccine for it, but there's not. There's only one. Well, there is a vaccine for it, but it also leads to death, and that is the re-election of Trump, because it spells the death of the rabid left in this country and their ability to have anything to do with the levers of power. So, but anyway, I want to say one other thing, Joe.
Okay.
Elizabeth Warren. This chick is trying so hard to be a victim.
Oh, yeah.
Every little thing she's tried has been to try to be a victim. What is it about these Democrats that just have to, they have to have that victim card somehow, even if it's totally made up?
No, but you have to give her credit. She is one 1,024th conqueror.
Absolutely, yes. They should rename her Chief Spreading Bull. Pocahontas is not good enough.
Spreading Bull.
I
like that one, Papa B.
We'll see. All I think right, it's, guys. By the way, I don't think it's clear Elizabeth Warren will be the nominee. I think it's so early. So early. And we should keep watching those candidates.
I'm telling you, they don't want Elizabeth Warren up there because they know she's going to lose. And Joe Biden was the, you know, apparent anointed. He's not going to make it. So I've been saying from the, you know, from several months ago now that I believe they're going to get somebody else up there, and it might just be Hillary Clinton rematch.
Oh, so she can beat him again, as she said earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I don't know who it'll be, but I don't think it's going to be Biden. I don't think it's going to be Warren. It certainly won't be Bernie.
Right.
So, but anyway. All right, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks, Papa B. Well, let's go to one of our Democrat friends here. Hey, Ken. Ken Mullinex is online. How you
Ken.
Doing?
Hey, my friend. Hey. I just running an errand between my office and somewhere else on campus. Heard you.
Yeah.
So tell me, Joey, are you now that this show is retooled and better than ever, are you the new host?
Co-host along with Jack Campbell, but I guess I'm the host today because Jack does TV on Thursdays.
Oh, I got you. So you and Jack are doing it now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very good. Well, I'm glad, you know, this is a good spot for you, too. But you're involved with every show that there is.
Oh, I'm working on it. I've given up a lot of my duties with Greg Budell in the afternoons, but I'll be popping in every once in a while to help Greg out, have a little fun. But here, actually, Ken, you just made me think of something, and you're a perfect guy to ask this question. Have you seen this latest stuff that Tom Perez, the head of the DNC, came out and said, and he's definitely singling out Alabama without saying it, that all these Democratic state parties need to live by the national bylaws, and Nancy Worley's come out and be like, yeah, I don't know about that. I mean, have you heard, you know, there's a new day in Alabama, especially with this election with Stephen Reed, a new day in Montgomery. But do you think the Democrat Executive Committee is actually going to go along with the national Democrats?
Well, you know, the election of the mayor of Montgomery is a nonpartisan election.
Right. Oh, absolutely.
Although Stephen Reed might be associated as a Democrat, who may or may not be, I don't know. But of course, it was a nonpartisan election.
Well, and that's to the mayor's,
however, the election of Stephen Reed as mayor of Montgomery has hit all of the national and international news wires. Because of what Montgomery plays as the birthplace of the modern civil rights movement,
right.
Having a gentleman elected mayor who also happens to be an African American and be the first one in the over 200 year history of the mayor's office here in Montgomery certainly is positive in national news. One step closer to Dr. King's goal of a beloved community, and it's really good. When it comes to your question about are they directing anything about the Alabama Democratic Party? You're a little young. I just turned 60, and, you know, I've been doing government politics since I was 13 years old, but for a living since 1982, 83, when I became the speechwriter for Governor Wallace in his last term of office. First job out of college, that was an incredible job. Because when it came, you know, and he won that year with 80% of the African-American vote. I like to say that was the new and improved George Wallace, George Wallace-like. But he won that job, and did some really interesting things. But to sit down with a man, love him or hate him, you have to admit that he was among one of the most gifted orators.
Yes.
And extemporaneous speakers that there has ever been. Just to give you a real quick example, he was on Meet the Press, and they decided, they never liked him. The establishment media never liked him. And they decided, rather than asking political questions, which were softballs for George Wallace, he knew and could say anything, they threw economic questions at him. And they were astounded. The guy with the New York Times and the L.A. Times and all the Sacramento Bee were amazed that he did extremely well. The guy with the New York Times again said, Governor Wallace, you've answered all of our economic questions, and you answered them rather well. You must think you're the smartest man in the world. How do you respond? You know, what a loaded question, right?
Oh, yeah.
Governor Wallace did his eyebrows the way he did them. He said, well, Mr. Silverstein, he said, I'm not the smartest man in the world, and I'm not the smartest man in the United States, and there are a lot of men much smarter than me in Alabama, but there's one thing for certain, I am the smartest man on this television set. Boom. You could hear the bat break. There was a home run. And I say that, you're a bit younger than I am. Did you ever watch Hogan's Heroes?
I've got a couple, but no, I'm not.
Well, there was a guy named Schultz on Hogan's Heroes.
Right, yeah.
And when they asked him questions like you just asked me, loaded questions, he always said, I know nothing. So with that said, Joey, I'm not going to get involved in that. I know nothing. I just called to spread love.
You're a smart man.
And to
man,
tell
kid.
You that there's a health fair at ASU that's open to the public right now till 2 o'clock, free streaming from eyes and breast for Breast Cancer Awareness Good. Month and blood pressure and everything else in our student center. Come see it. Come participate, open to the public, part of our community, reaching out, doing things for the community that we live in. And with that, did I successfully segue my way out of your loaded question?
I think you did. I didn't feel it was that loaded. I thought because you are who you are, you'd have some info, but
well,
I understand.
I would, but I'm at work today and I represent a university. And
I hear you.
I don't think it's something I should, you know, all I can comment about is how incredibly great Alabama State University.
Well, and I saw the ASU marching band is going to be at like a big deal, like football game.
We are so psyched. Yeah. I sent the news release out yesterday. We've been invited. Our marching band is incredible.
Right.
The football team's getting better and better every game. But I'll put the mighty Marching Hornets against a million-dollar band of the University of Alabama or any other college band any day of the week, and we'll beat them hands down. We were just invited, and we're going to be performing October 20th at the Atlanta Falcons versus L.A. Rams game.
That's awesome.
In Atlanta. Nice. We're the halftime performers. And you know those guys were on the Ozzy Osbourne show? Gosh, I can just keep on going. All of these shows they've been on, national shows, led the Rose Bowl parade January 1st of this year. And the amazing thing about when we performed on Ozzy Osbourne, and I'll make this quick, they contacted us at the last minute. They said, could y'all play an Ozzy Osbourne song? Our band director, Dr. James Oliver, got them to play two Ozzy Osbourne songs in just a day and a half's rehearsal.
Wow.
And they spelled Ozzy out in the middle of the field. Oh. Now, what song did they play? Iron Man. Mm. Oh, my gosh. And I was watching Ozzy and his son, Jack, as they did that. And I can't say what he said, but it was positive in a rather profane way. But it was great. Thank you for mentioning that. October 20th, the band, they're doing great. And, look, I'm proud of you, Joey. That's why I called. I'd love to see you get one of these prime spots. You're on all of them anyway, but you deserve it. You paid your dues. And if the boss man's listening, I hope he... I know I echo what all your callers believe as well. You've earned it. You deserve it. And I'd love to see you have it. Well, that said, appreciate it, Ken. Take care, my friend.
You too. Thank you so much, Ken. And yeah, folks, ASU, I'm learning to be proud of our city, and there are great things going on at ASU and AUM, all these Faulkner, Huntington, all our great universities here in town, but so much going on. We'll be right back. More news and views, 9 to noon. After this quick break, you want to join in like Ken just did? 272-9228. 272-9228.
Get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Billy here from AutoSave Tire and Automotive. If you need tires, come to the tire experts. We have over 200,000 tires at our disposal daily, all at the best prices. Check out our website, autosavetires.net, for your fast, free, online bottom dollar price. That's right, you can get an instant quote on your new tires, including installation, right from your computer or phone. No hassle, no haggle, bottom line pricing. So shop us and compare. We even beat tire rack prices. Check out all our services at autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive. Come to where your auto saves you.
Brittany here with Wholesale Hunter, your destination for hunting, shooting, and camping gear. We are located in Wetumpka at the intersection of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road. Our storefront is open weekdays from 9 till 5, but you can visit us anytime at wholesalehunter.com. We carry a variety of firearms, ammo, optics, and relating supplies. Call us at 888-900-4868. Please stop by and see us in Wetumpka or visit our website at wholesalehunter.com. That's wholesalehunter.com. Again, wholesalehunter.com.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Trust is the firm belief in reliability, truth, and strength. For years, Southern Bell's cleaning service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's brings all their own supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in full-service residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
This is Tracy Kelly with ASE Credit Union, and we like to advertise with Blue Water Broadcasting because of the flexibility of packages they offer and broad demographic reach of their stations.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our warm, dry days and comfortable nights continue for now. The next cool front arrives this weekend. Today and tomorrow, very warm again with high temperatures near 90 both days. Still dry, comfortable tonight, overnight low 65. Then for Friday night into early Saturday, as a cool front approaches, a few spotty showers are possible. Nice weather behind the front. Best air of the fall so far. Saturday's high 82. Low temperature in the low 50s by dawn Sunday morning. A sparkling day Sunday, high 84. And another cold front expected by the middle of next week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to Noon. Joey Clark. Jack Campbell is out today, but Frisco Riverstone is here in studio.
How dare you?
I'm collecting some of those clips.
Sorry, I had to. It's just...
Yeah, he just loves that drop, folks. The Greta Thunberg.
How dare you?
She's so dramatic. It's almost like she comes from a family of actors and opera singers.
As if it might have been rehearsed a few times.
Yeah, maybe. Now, here's for a little silly story. Before we get to that, though, trouble with bingo. This part of the program is brought to you by the Goodson Group. I mentioned Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group earlier. He's one of their fantastic agents. But the head of the Goodson Group is Bo Goodson himself. He has a unique understanding of the River Region real estate market because, well, Bo Goodson has been helping buyers and sellers for over 40 years here in the Montgomery and surrounding areas. And at the Goodson Group, they not only help you with buying and selling your property, they can help you manage your property, manage a home that you might buy as an investment to rent out. That's always one of the hurdles, too, when people are like, I don't know if I want to get into real estate investment, be a landlord or something. Well, the Goodson Group can take a lot of the hassle off your hands for a low fee. They can manage that property for you, make sure you get great tenants, and make sure the home is kept up wonderfully. They're also the home at the Goodson Group of the Bo Goodson Real Estate School, one of the most highly acclaimed and accredited real estate school programs in the state. So check them out online, thegoodsongroup.com. Again, that's thegoodsongroup.com. You can find more about their school, real estate school. You can find a lot of their listings with all their great agents, including Eddie Bader. And you give them a call, too. You know, landlines still work. Cell phones still work. 551-0225 is the number for the Goodson Group. Again, that number, 551-0225. And I believe next week, I think a week from today, Bo Goodson will be joining us here in studio.
Sweet.
Met Bo several times. Great guy. I look forward to seeing him in person and talking to him here on the airwaves. So but here, a little bit of trouble with bingo. This is a short, in a way, it's kind of an adorable story.
Bingo, is that a dog?
No, name-o. Not Spot, not Bingo. we always worry. It's a long thing. It's one thing about Alabama politics that just amazes me, this ongoing thing, depending on who the AG or the governor is.
Uh-huh.
Like, bingo, electronic bingo in Greene County or Macon County, all these places.
We're talking Alabama bingo.
But this is like straight up church group bingo.
Sweet.
Out of one side of my family's old stomping grounds, New Jersey. Folks who don't know, I come from good stock, folks, from Polish immigrants from the ghettos of Newark, New Jersey, and from southern hog farmers from Andalusia, Alabama.
That's where it gets that luscious hair.
Indeed. From the hog farming?
You pick, whichever. One of those sides surely has that thick, luscious, long hair.
But this is in New Jersey, where police have charged two women, one of them a grandma. And like I said earlier,
this is the grandma story.
You always assume grandma. Grandma never did anything naughty or dirty or underhanded.
She don't know.
Certainly not illegal. Yeah, she's just seen.
She don't know.
She don't know. Yeah, sure she don't know. Not these New Jersey grandmas. Well, Teresa Davis, who's 71, she was arrested, and it must have been with like her granddaughter or something. Keisha Brockington, who is 38, said that they had the Knights winning bingo card during a game last week at their St. Maria Goretti Church Hall in Runamead, New Jersey.
They're playing bingo at the church.
And they cheated, though.
Oh.
But here's, I mean, when you cheat, you think, this is my thing on cheating. Cheating's wrong, folks.
Sure.
But, like, how much did you cheat for?
Yeah.
I mean, would you cheat to win $1 million? Would you cheat to win $2 million?
Were they playing for Snickers?
Right, but, you know, it's kind of like the old joke, though. Like, if somebody came to me and said, hey, Joey, I'll give you $1 million if you sleep with me. Would you do it? Be like, well, I'll make it $2 million, I'll do it, sir. And he's like, well, I know what kind of guy you are now. Would you do it for $500,000? Would you do it for $100,000? So if you're going to cheat, you're going to cheat. And this is the problem. But here's the thing. It wasn't even for that big of a prize. The night's prize was $200. But Davis and Brockington's fabricated luck was about to expire. A church volunteer, gotta watch, they have to watch it like a hawk, helping out with the bingo game, this church volunteer determined the night's winning numbers had been taped over the original numbers on another card. Authorities were called to the church and charged the two women with improper behavior under a borough ordinance. Authorities released the two on their own recognizance. It's not yet known what punishment the two women could face in connection with the charge. Well, how about giving the money back, number one? And this is a thing where I'll rush to agree with folks like AOC in that these folks should be thrown to jail. They should never see a cell. What they should do is give the money back, maybe plus a little bit.
Listen, as an Episcopalian, I really do feel like this was probably an Episcopal church. We are Catholic light.
Indeed.
And far from the Southern Baptists, we do use real wine.
Well, and the reverend of the church said that he's trained his volunteers and employees to look out for this sort of thing. Look out, he said, quote.
How often are they playing bingo at this church?
I tell them to look for anything that has tape on it. If it has tape, they should hold it up to the light and see if the same number is on the front and back. So you just got to watch out for those churchgoer bingo nights. They can sometimes get that envious or that the avarice just is showing that I must have that $200.
The 70-something-year-old lady ruined it for everybody else. No more, you know what? No more bingo. She ruined it.
I do always wonder that when you see like I'm sure the city of Montgomery has this, but like in the municipal code, there's a law against streaking. Like you can't run around completely naked in the ball or something. I think most people, this is the funny thing about laws, most people don't need to be told that. Don't take off all your clothes and run around the public, especially like small children, these sorts of things. But there was that one person, like, I just want to be free. And they ran through the mall, scared all sorts of folks, grandmas, children, everybody.
Now we got an ordinance.
Made a lot of men jealous.
Like, or not.
Well, envy is my name. But so you have to pass a law. And there's so many laws like that. It's like, who was the person that ruined it for everybody?
In this case, it was, what's her name? It was an old lady.
It was Teresa Davis.
Oh, okay. I thought it was a little more,
generic
Myrtle
name. I'm sure nothing like that goes on in Alabama.
No.
And that's the funny thing about gambling in the state. How many, like, sports betting pools are there, like, unofficially? Especially when it's football season. Like,
well, now isn't, internet, you can
fantasy sports is, yeah,
yeah, yeah. I think we're getting there.
It's kind of like gambling,
yeah.
It's not quite as bad as some like traditional table games and casinos, but I mean, there is some skill involved. But I mean, how many informal poker nights are there?
Well, yeah,
with money at stake. I mean, give me a break. There's gambling going on in Alabama
for quote unquote charity.
Right. And I know about all the studies showing the problems casinos cause. I get it. The first and only time I've gone to a casino up in Maryland, the MGM National, their fancy hotel up there with a casino connected to it.
I think I've actually been to that one in Maryland.
Yeah, I hated it. I loved the hotel, but I walked on the casino floor and I played some and it was fun.
Yeah.
Like blackjack's a lot of fun, roulette's fun, craps is fun, but I was like, this is so, I feel I need a take several showers after.
Yeah.
It's just
the
gross.
Smoke in the air.
Especially the slot machine section and all that.
Get somebody hooked up to an oxygen tank, pulling their last $3 out of savings. It's depressing.
But this is the thing about me, folks. I may not like something. For instance, I don't like casinos. but I'm not one to go, we must have a law against it.
Sure, sure.
Like, it really comes down to, is it force, is it fraud? And yes, I think on the local level, is it a basic human decency?
Sure.
You can't run around, you know, brandishing a weapon. And, you know, it's one thing to open carry, but, like, you can't have a frightening, you can't be, you know, brandishing your weapon all around the streets. You can't be running around completely naked.
Nope.
Unless you're incredibly good looking. Then people might give you a pass.
Yeah.
That's always the rule with, like, sexual harassment, sexual assault. It's like, wait, who did what? Oh, it's Harvey Weinstein. What an SOB. Wait, Brad Pitt did this to you? Girl, you got the part.
Be careful. We are in the Me Too.
Goodness. We got to hit another break here. News and views from 9 to noon. Frisco Riverstone's been hanging out with me all day. Thank you for that, Frisco.
Yeah, absolutely.
Jack Campbell will be back tomorrow. Our last segment coming up. News and views. Joey Clark, 272-9228 if you want to talk to us here in the last few moments.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Attention, exciting news. Montgomery, 20 ribeyes for $30 at this big one-time steak sale. Star Steaks, look for the big top 10 and the big truck at the old Cracker Barrel, corner of Eastern and Carmichael. That's right, big steak sale. 20 ribeyes, $30. Plus, on the big truck, New York strips, fillets, T-bone, burgers, ribeyes, prime steak cuts. Also, marinated chicken breasts, seafood. Everything will be sold today, and you will not pay Omaha steak prices. Last chance. 20 ribeyes, $30. That's $1.50 each.
Are you serious?
Star Steaks. The driver has been authorized to do deals and to move everything that's left.
Ain't fooling around.
And you're not going to pay Omaha steak prices. Vacuum sealed and individually wrapped. Last chance ever at this big steak sale. 20 ribeyes, $30. 20 ribeyes, $30. Look for the big top 10 and the big truck at the old Cracker Barrel, corner of Eastern and Carmichael. Look for the big 10. Star Steaks. EBT and all credit cards accepted.
Join us for Grilling in the Garden, Saturday, October 12th from 11 to 1 at Southern Homes and Gardens. For one day only, get 20% off your entire plant purchase and enjoy a free hot dog, chips, and drink on us. Plus, shop our best prices of the year all week long, like 50% off outdoor furniture collections, 50% off selected outdoor pottery, and up to 50% off trees, shrubs, bedding plants, and more. Eat lunch for free and save 20% off your entire plant purchase Saturday, October 12th. Grilling in the Garden at Southern Homes and Gardens, Vaughn Road.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views. Off-air discussion will stay off-air. In the closing moments, show's brought to you by Bath Innovations of Alabama. Did you know, Frisco, that on average people spend about 3 hours a week in their bathroom?
Oh, I believe it.
Yeah, and some more than others. That's just the average.
I've got a garden tub. And I'll tell you right now, I was never a bath guy. I was always a shower guy.
Okay.
Until I got this garden tub.
Yeah.
Man, it's relaxing.
That's what I'm talking about. Now, there are some folks like myself who don't have those luxuries, and that's why I would call Bath Innovations of Alabama. Be like, hey, as a kid, I had a walk-in shower. I'd love to have a walk-in shower again. Bath Innovations, can you hook me up? And in fact, they can't. They're locally owned, operated. Bath Innovations specializes in bathtub to shower conversions, custom tile installation, walk-in showers, my favorite, fiberglass repair, and more. You can contact them today and learn more about their affordable bathroom remodeling solutions. Give them a call, set up an appointment with a free estimate. 277-2723 is their number. And I highly encourage folks, if you want a garden tub and live in the lap of luxury like Frisco over here.
Hey, I earned it.
Fair enough. I'm not saying you don't deserve it. But, you know, maybe if you want to go from born to beautiful with your bathroom, go to their Facebook page, Bath Innovations on Facebook, and you can see all these before and after pictures. See the magic they work at a very affordable price. You also visit their showroom at 2331 Eastern Boulevard. When you're, it's right across from Home Depot.
Yep.
Just look for the big duck.
Yes.
And also check them out online, bathinnovations.com. So in the closing moments, what have we learned today? Well, we've learned that the world's a complicated place. That there are now people kowtowing to the Chinese Communist Party in order to make a buck. We have, well, grannies, grandmothers up in New Jersey stealing $200 at a bingo night. We have the Democrats continuing to push an impeachment inquiry that they actually haven't voted on, to make it an official inquiry, so the White House is pushing back. But there's always late-breaking news that Rudy Giuliani had associates said did dirty things, and so it's very hard to keep up with all the impeachment stuff, but we'll stay on top of it. Also, well, look at that, Mark Ruffalo. He's upset with Ellen DeGeneres for sitting and watching a football game with George W. Bush. Really, guys, you're so mad at Ellen. Why aren't you sticking up for the current president when he does things that would make the anti-war left happy? Well, I guess not. But again, Turkey has continued their incursion into Syria. We're getting reports of civilians dying and others. It's a terrible situation in the Middle East, but I think the president said it in a tweet, inartfully, but he said it. It's blunt. I think it's the truth. They wanted to fight. That's how it's going to be.
Yeah.
And I think that's what a lot of Americans have to learn. The hubris of thinking we can stop every civil war and every fight in the world if that's what we're actually doing out of our bleeding hearts. No cynical ploys or plays by, you know, powerful politicians or corporations. No, no, it's only a bleeding heart desire to intervene and stop the carnage. Yeah, I don't believe that. But if that is how you think, I'm sorry, we can't stop every civil war going on in the world. And when you're saying that Assad and Russia and Turkey, and Turkey we'll have to get into one day with an expert, because they've become like this gateway. One person put it this way: when you're looking from the West, like Europe, and looking at Turkey, Turkey looks like an Eastern Arab country. When you're looking from the East and looking at Turkey, they look like a Western country.
Yep.
Erdogan is really a sphinx. He's playing people against them. Today, he's threatening to release all sorts of refugees and prisoners into Europe.
Hundreds of thousands into Europe.
And it's absolute mess.
The tactics and games he's playing, I mean, he's a total dictator at this point.
Well, maybe the Germans will get over their war guilt because we did some bad things, you know.
Don't get me started on the Germans.
And, you know, actually try to preserve Europe. But we'll see. A lot going on. Jack Campbell will be back tomorrow. I think Clay McGinnis will be in-house. Frisco, thank you for joining me today.
Awesome, Joey. As always, have a good time.
News and Views will be back bright and early, 9 a.m. Up next, Dan Morris with his producer, Joey Clark, myself. He's next. Thanks for listening.